This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. A new study out of UC Santa Barbara suggests a reason why many white Americans may be throwing their support behind Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Psychologist Brenda Major designed the study and says the nation's growing diversity may be at the core. She's a professor in UCSB's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences and specializes in social identity. Her findings were published in the journal Group Processes and Intergroup Relations. Brenda Major joins us now to discuss the study's results. Welcome to KCBX.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Talk a bit about how you went about this and what you found.
So, what's unique about this particular study compared to other studies or, you know, results that you see reported in the news is that this is an experiment. So people were randomly assigned to either read about that the country is becoming more racially diverse and that non-whites will outnumber whites by the middle of the century, or they were randomly assigned to read what we would call a control article. This one talked about, you know, increasing geographical mobility. So because it's an experiment, that means that if people who read about increasing racial diversity behaved differently than those in the control group, we know that racial diversity, that cue about increasing racial diversity, caused the change in their behavior. We also measured how identified they were with their ethnicity. This is a widely used scale that asks people, for example, how important is your ethnicity to your self-concept? You know, how much is your ethnicity a part of who you are? So we measured ethnic identification, and we manipulated whether people read this short paragraph about the racial shift or not.
Your research and previous research shows the higher somebody's white identification, the more politically conservative and anti-immigrant they tend to be. But your research specifically has some nuances. Can you explain those a bit for us?
One of the things that was surprising to us is we ran this in March during the primaries, and we had thought it might make people shift more in the direction of all of the Republican candidates. But in fact, it only increased support for Trump. And that's because we think that Trump satisfies or promises to assuage precisely the threat that increasing diversity is creating for white Americans who are highly ethnically identified. The other thing we didn't expect, but I think is very important, is that for whites who are low in ethnic identification, that racial shift condition actually made them less likely to vote for Trump. So the highly identified became more likely to vote for Trump, and the less identified became less likely to vote for Trump.
As demographics change in the U.S., what role will white identity politics play in shaping the nation's political parties?
Psychological theories about social identity basically say we derive a sense of our own self-worth from the groups with which we identify. That's why we root for sports teams and feel so good when they win. So if, in fact, we have increasing racial diversity, then being white all of a sudden becomes an ethnic identity, which when everybody's white, it's not so much of an ethnic identity. But theories of social identities basically say, you know, identities become salient when we can compare them to other identities. So one of the conclusions, I think, is that white identity politics is here to stay. As the country becomes more diverse, it's going to play more of a role in politics.
Beyond the November 8th election.
Beyond the November 8th election.
Psychologist Brenda Major with UCSB's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences joining us here on KCBX. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Randall White, KCBX News.